Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. We have got 13 minutes to go left in the trading month of May. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all trading lower. They are off their session lows, but stocks are falling as a decline in trading revenue at JPMorgan Chase sends bank shares lower. Right now, JPMorgan Chase down 2.3%. The S&P 500 index down a point to 2411, a drop of 0.1%. NASDAQ down 8, also a drop of 0.1% to 6195. Dow Industrials down 18 to 21,011, a drop there of 0.1%. The 10-year up 1/32nd with a yield of 2.21%. Gold up 680 the ounce to 1268, up 0.5%. West Texas Intermediate crude now at $48.23 a barrel. It is down 2.9%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. Well, the ETF report is brought to you by BlackRock. Worried about market volatility? Minimum volatility strategies may be able to help. To learn more, please visit blackrock.com/factors. Prepared by BlackRock Investments, LLC. Here's Catherine Cowdery.
The newly elected Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte was accused during the recent campaign of having secret Russian ties based on two ETFs in his portfolio. Gianforte is a tech millionaire who apologized after being charged with assaulting a reporter from The Guardian. Here's Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
Here's the thing. Basically, the reporter had used small holdings in two Russia ETFs to quote-unquote say these are ties to the Russian government. It's a pretty weak case to make for a few reasons.
First, says Balchunas, the two ETFs represent just 1% of Gianforte's portfolio and 0.1% of his net worth.
Second, if you look at the actual other country ETFs that he had India, Poland, Indonesia. Russia was clearly part of an emerging markets macro strategy. So this was really holding Russia ETFs to make money or get alpha. Had nothing to do with being part or exposed to the Russian government.
The two ETFs in question each contain at least 25 shares that are listed in Russia. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Messer and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
And it sure feels like with the NASDAQ up 15% this year, the S&P up nearly 8% for the year. But with this different market environment, the rising rates, will that continue? Hank Smith joins us right now. He's the CIO, that's Chief Investment Officer of Haverford Trust, managing $6.5 billion. And let's go macro here, Hank. When you're looking at this environment where the White House seems to be imperiled with the scandal of the day, can they get tax reform done and regulatory reform done without a lot of movement in Congress? And can that effect on the market continue?
Yeah, good afternoon, Corey. From a macro perspective, I think we're in a win-win environment. So if the Trump administration with Congress can get any sort of tax reform slash tax cuts, any sort of infrastructure spending, a continuation of regulatory relief, well, that's going to be good for the economy. You're going to see the 2% expansion maybe get up north of 2.5%, close to 3%. Corporate profits will be good. The markets will enjoy that. But what happens if this administration is paralyzed and Congress is dysfunctional and nothing gets done? Well, then I think we're still in a 2% economy, and the Federal Reserve will go even more glacial in terms of their glide path upward with interest rates. And we've seen for the past 8 years, this market can do okay in a 2% economy where the Federal Reserve is not a headwind, and there's no competition in interest rates, and we have low inflation. So I really believe we're in a win-win environment. And, you know, the recent action in the last few days is just a little pause in what I think is a continued upswing for the markets this year.
So let's play this out a little bit here. So, okay, let's imagine that what you're describing is true, that it's on the margin, it gets harder. Let's just for the sake of argument say it's harder. It doesn't happen, that we're any kind of tax cut at all is delayed at best by another year. Then, so therefore, the Fed, things cool off in the market. The Fed, the things cool off in the economy. The Fed doesn't hike as often as they might have thought they would. How do you change your investments, or once one makes a decision, how might they want to adjust their portfolio?
Well, let me first say, Corey, that the move in the market that you talked about at the outset, up 15% in the NASDAQ and 8% or so in the S&P 500, isn't an anticipation of Trump policy. It's a reflection of a resurgence in corporate profits, the ending of the so-called five-quarter earnings recession that ended in the third quarter last year. And, you know, this quarter we're up 14% in corporate profits. So, we believe that in that environment that you just described, where nothing happens, where 2%, you continue a balance between offense and defense. Offense being sectors that have more cyclical exposure, such as industrials, basic material, financials to a certain extent, technology. And defense, those sectors such as consumer staples and healthcare, in which their earnings are less impacted by the direction of the economy, throw in utilities, telecommunications, and you have this balance of offense and defense that makes sense, in which the odds of a recession continue to be very low, but potentially the odds of better growth are also not very good as well. So offense and defense, and oh, by the way, you still have an opportunity to get decent yield from equities, better than bond-like yields. That has been a theme throughout this bull market, and it continues to be, even though we're going into the ninth year of a bull market.
But I'll disagree with what you said at the beginning of that sentence, that the move in the markets was about earnings recovery as opposed to hope for policies that have yet to come true. I mean, if you look at, you know, initially the move was led by banks. It was a notion that we would get reform, that we'd get, the regulations would strip away, and that we'd get tax cuts. And it seems that has led some of the rise in the markets, a revaluation based on the optimism that those changes would come legislatively.
Corey, absolutely true. If you look at the initial Trump trade in November and December of last year, but this year some of that Trump trade is reversed.
Yeah.
Financials have pulled back. Small stocks have pulled back a little bit. And actually consumer staples, the classic defensive sector, has done very well this year. So I think we're both correct.
I like that. If only Republicans and Democrats could do this. Imagine that.
Exactly.
So do you watch this, you know, what, and not to be overly White House focused, and maybe we all are right now, but do you watch what's happening there with the Russian probe, the notion of Comey testifying and what that might do? Do you think about your portfolio while you're watching this news break?
Well, you know, it's hard not to, but you cannot confuse politics with investing, or stated a different way, you can't let your politics get in the way of investing. And all of the volatility has been in political rhetoric, geopolitical events. As you know, and you've said it many times, not anytime soon.
All right. Great stuff. Hank Smith, he's the Chief Investment Officer of Haverford Trust. Well, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio as we get the last moments of trading on this day. It's an interesting day of trading because we've got a lot of stocks that are up and a lot of stocks that are down, and yet the market is sort of leveling out. The S&P down just 3 basis points right now as we creep towards the close. But our movers and shakers are a really interesting bunch of stocks. We're going to dig through those in a little bit with Dave Wilson. This is Bloomberg Markets. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.